River Delta Fire District, Measure H, to provide public safety and ensure that fire protection and emergency medical response keeps pace with increasing costs, shall the River Delta Fire District levy an annual special tax in perpetuity, including $90 per residential unit, raising approximately $130,000 per year, to fund essential operations, firefighter training, and capital expenditures to improve fire and emergency services, with all money staying local, subject to independent annual audits. Impartial analysis of Measure H, River Delta Fire District Special Tax, prepared by County Council. Measure H, if approved by the voters, would impose a special tax within the boundaries of the River Delta Fire District in the amount of $90 per year on each residential dwelling unit and varying amounts on other facilities and parcels. The tax would be in effect in perpetuity. The tax rate could, at the discretion of the district board, be increased in an amount not to exceed 2% per year commencing the 2023-24 tax year. The proceeds of the special tax are intended to be used to fund fire protection and prevention services and emergency services, including acquiring, operating and maintaining fire suppression equipment, payment of personnel, training and operational costs, and funding capital improvements, as set forth in the full text of the measure printed in the County Voter Information Guide. The special tax will be collected by the Sacramento County Tax Collector at the same time as, and along with, the ad valorem property tax, and will be subject to the same penalties and interest that apply to ad valorem property taxes if not paid when due. The River Delta Fire District is required by law to provide additional accountability measures for the proceeds. These measures include: 1. Depositing the proceeds into a fund that is separate and apart from other district funds and shall be applied only as set forth in the measure. And 2. Providing an annual written report to the board stating the amount of funds collected and expended, and the status of any project authorized to be funded from the tax proceeds. Passage of Measure H requires approval by 2/3 of the voters voting thereon. A yes vote on Measure H means you wish to enact the special tax. A no vote on Measure H means you do not wish to enact the special tax. You can find the measure arguments following the full text of this measure. Exhibit A, full text of ballot measure, River Delta Fire District Public Safety Special Tax to fund fire protection and emergency response services. The cost to provide fire protection and emergency response has continued to increase, outpacing available revenues. In order to protect public safety and ensure that fire protection and emergency medical response is preserved in the community, the River Delta Fire District proposes to levy an annual special tax on each taxable parcel of land within the district at the following rates: character of property, tax rate, residential structures, $90 per dwelling unit, and developed land, $90 per parcel, land with miscellaneous, non-residential, commercial or industrial structures, $90 per parcel, marina, campground or mobile home park, $550 per facility, industrial structures, storage, packing, wineries, etc., $550 per facility, commercial structures, $370 per facility, producing gas wells, $550 per parcel, hunting club, $1,000 per facility, parcels of land of more than 1 acre with row crops, $1.60 per acre, parcels of land of more than 1 acre with permanent crops, $10 per acre, public, tax exempt. The estimated $130,000 of annual revenue from this special tax will be used to provide funding for the district to use in performing essential fire protection, prevention, and emergency services, including acquiring, operating and maintaining fire suppression equipment, payment of personnel costs, training and operational costs, and funding capital improvements. Pursuant to Government Code Section 50075.1, the proceeds of the special tax shall be used only for the purposes stated above. The rate of the special tax may, at the discretion of the board, be increased in an amount not to exceed 2% per year commencing the 2023-24 tax year. The district's appropriations limit will be increased by the amount of this voter-approved tax. The district will prepare an annual report, to be filed with its board of directors, which shall include the amount of special tax revenues collected and expended each year, and which shall otherwise comply with the accountability measures established in Government Code Sections 59975.1 et seq. If approved by the voters, the special tax shall be effective for the district's 2022-23 fiscal year and will be levied annually from and after the date of this election unless changed by the voters at a subsequent election. Argument in favor of Measure H. The River Delta Fire District provides life-saving fire protection and emergency medical services to our great community. Our operations are funded primarily from property taxes, but revenues simply have not kept pace with the increasing cost of operations to ensure we are putting safety first. It has been a priority for the district to minimize costs as much as possible to ensure that available funds are sufficient to cover all operations. The district saves costs by using primarily volunteer staff, but the cost of training, fire protection equipment, emergency medical equipment, apparatus maintenance and replacement, station maintenance, utilities, insurance and other costs are simply too high given our current funding sources. Because of the rising cost of these operational budget items combined with the limited financial resources available, the district is facing significant challenges to deliver adequate emergency response to our community. Our team of firefighters are dealing with matters of public safety and life or death. Therefore, the district is requesting support from the community to put health and safety first in the most efficient manner possible and to safeguard and preserve life and property against the elements of fire and disaster. Measure H will provide much-needed funding for fire district operations, firefighter training, life-saving equipment and emergency vehicles. All money raised will directly serve the local River Delta community. A yes vote will put the health and safety of River Delta residents first by providing your fire and medical professionals with firefighter training, emergency medical equipment, and life and property saving fire equipment. A yes vote on Measure H will ensure that the River Delta Fire District is able to adequately serve the community and keep all of us safe. Please join us in supporting our local community by voting yes on Measure H, S/Judith, Vendor, Homeowner. S/George, Stevens, second, homeowner, S/Lynette, Britton, homeowner, S/Kirk, D, West, homeowner, S/John, L, Romero, homeowner. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure H was filed, no argument against Measure H was filed, no rebuttal to argument against Measure H was filed.